Well, hello again. So this is the fourth and last video of this series. And today we're going to be talking about being in community and being present in today's world. So I would like to just spend a few moments centering ourselves first. Okay, so if you would like to join us back in this moment, I just wanted to open this video with a little about a wonderful shaman, Subhanfu Somme, who grew up in Burkina Faso, and she was an amazing soul. And she shared how growing up in this little village in Africa, they were poor, especially considering the developed world's feeling of wealth, right? But they were happy. And richness to them meant community and being surrounded by loved ones. And she said when someone in the community was sick in any way, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, the community would gather around them and not leave their side until they were well and better. But the idea of getting sick, she said, actually is born from the fact or from the experience of our gifts that we each bring into this world that were never welcomed and never sprouted within us. They were never expressed. She said, we are all born with some magical, beautiful gift that we need to share with the world. And when that gift is not discovered or is quashed by others and judged, perhaps we're not feeling we're good enough to express them, it eats away at who we are. And that is the underpinnings of all illness. She said, the power of our gift is so strong that when it's not expressed, we need to medicate ourselves with addictions, entertainment, drugs, alcohol, shopping, sex. We need to fill that hole so that we can perform as society expects us to. Let me share that again. When the power of our gift is so strong that when we do not express it, we need to medicate ourselves in order to perform as society expects us to. So she teaches to find people just as crazy as you are. Finding community that will accept and celebrate our gifts so that we can shine. Because that's what we are all meant to do, is shine. And if we aren't expressing our gift to the world, we are not fulfilling our purpose. So finding our community in today's world. We need to do this. We all need to do this, and we need to do it now. So as I was saying in the first video, like, why now? It's because we're going through this major shift in humanity on this planet. Astrologically, I love my astrology. I got into it more than ever during this pandemic because I couldn't believe what it was showing us. How this is a divine blueprint for humanity to finally wake up. And I have talked with many of a colleague and teachers who confirm what I see. More people are waking up than ever before, rapidly. There's a shift in consciousness to what they call 5D, the fifth dimension. It is the idea that we are coming into a place where there is no polarity. There's no us versus them, black versus white. And you're probably laughing right now, because what are we witnessing, at least in July of 2022, when I'm recording this, is extreme polarity all over the planet. But if we know anything about physics, about momentum, about yin and yang, we need to go to the extremes before it comes back into balance. Chaos erupting everywhere is part of the plan, which will eventually land us in a new paradigm. And no, things won't go back the same way they were. They are not meant to. Even though all of us, most of us, are clinging to that old way of being. Everything the way it was, but it will never be. And there's a lot of pain when we cling and resist changes. It feels like we're going backwards at times. Like, it doesn't make sense. If we're going to this new, better place, why are we going backwards with certain things? But sometimes you need to go backwards in order to take a huge leap forward. So I don't know if you're listening to this a year or two out. I have no idea what's going on there. I can only hope, not hope, have faith. I have deep faith in humanity that we are going in the right direction, that this is a necessary period of time in order to get there. So I'm going to share with you a little personal story about a relationship with my daughter. We all go through challenges and being a mom. I had my conditioned responses, and she would challenge me. I never challenged my mother like that. She challenged me. And I would vacillate between yelling, screaming, slamming doors, to ignoring. Punishing to ignoring, right? It was all coming from my ego. I really only see that. Not that I only see it now, but I've got the kind of the words around it that I really didn't understand. But it was all coming from fear and my conditioned response from a child, because I realized now that I was hearing my mother in my head. Whenever my daughter would challenge me, I was hearing my mother, who had passed away. And it was just this fear response coming from me. Of course, neither worked, ignoring or yelling. And it took quite a while for me to see that, with a lot of help from my helpful people, to realize how I was feeding into that drama. You know, in video two, we talked about the ego. We talked about drama. I wanted peace, but I was not responding in a way that was getting me peace. I was learning. I was growing. I needed to be in a powerful energy field. But I was coming from a weak, feeling inferior and superior at the same time. I realized that I had to stop being in that automatic pilot. I had to come into my core, and I had to be coming from a place of love and support. I had to realize that my energy field was very toxic. It was filled with anger at my daughter for challenging me, challenging my authority, doing these things that she was doing. When I interacted with her, all she saw was all this negativity coming at her, my ego. She would respond in her ego, and back and forth and back and forth. And there you go. Conflict, war, right? I needed to feel confident. I needed to observe what was going on in my body, what was going on in my thoughts, what was in my heart when I interacted with her. It is a lot of things, and I'm not going to say this glibly. It wasn't easy at all. But one of the things, just one of the things that I was able to kind of latch onto was when we were in this, when she came at me, I would hold in my heart that little girl that I loved. And I would try to think of something that I really loved about her. That was hard. Wasn't easy. But it helped. And I started then framing my words in a different way that weren't accusational, that weren't putting her down, trying to be the superior, trying to make her inferior. I was trying to come at this from two human beings that really do love each other. So, of course, that was one episode or time in my life when I had to work on that and how I learned eventually to deal with that. But I also have many intimate relationships. And I recognize now that even though I'm imperfect and I still engage in the ego and engage in the drama at times, I recognize it as an opportunity to continue growing as a spiritual person and exploring my power, strength, and resilience as a spiritual being. So I've learned my challenges, like how do I respond? And I am still dealing with this, and I will always deal with this. Stopping myself from engaging in the drama and remembering coming from love rather than fear. Being present and being aware of how I'm showing up, because it's not just the words we use, it's what's in our hearts that counts as well. Because our loved ones or anybody can feel when we're thinking in a fear-based way. They're picking up those energies. We're all hardwired to do that, or Wi-Fi'd to do that, picking up these energy fields. What this whole series has been about, just kind of bringing us back to the beginning, is being mindful of how we are showing up in the world. What is in our hearts? A very simple exercise that blows people away that I do at workshops is I use dowsing rods, these L-shaped copper rods, and I get a volunteer from the audience and they come up and they don't know what I'm doing, but I walk toward them slowly and the rods open up. And it's usually a couple of feet from their body. And everyone's like, why did they do that? And I said, well, I asked the rods to show me the edge of their energy field. Oh, okay, cool. You know, like we all heard about this auric field or egg, but to kind of see it and how big it is, you know, I think it's just like, wow, you can actually do that. Then I tell my volunteer to think of something that they love, something they're excited about, passionate about, whatever. And I do it again. And without fail, their energy field just is bigger, usually double the size. And then we talk about how signals from our heart chakra are the ones that are creating these energy fields. When we think of negative emotions, when we get into a place of negative emotions, that energy field shrinks. So this is such a physical way of understanding the idea that we are exponentially more influential in a positive way when we're shining from the heart, when we're coming from love with compassion and kindness to others, and we are impacting everybody, even if we're not like interacting with them, talking with them. It's like, just imagine yourself walking down the road and passing people, and everybody you pass is getting a boost from your energy field. You know, just think about, you go to the supermarket and the cashier might be in a bad mood, but your energy field, if it's high vibration, is going to impact them. And then, of course, if you engage them in a nice conversation, you could really impact their day. And if you're impacting their day, they're in a better mood, they're coming from a higher vibration, they're going to impact their colleagues and everybody who comes through that supermarket. That is what we need to remember, that we're like antenna, every single one of us. What do we want to be programming today? What are our programs today? Are they going to be darkness and fear? Are they going to be love and light? And I am so aware of love and light being, you know, very cliche and overdone and sound, oh, new agey, you know, like you're not grounded. No, this is real. You know it's real. So I hope that this has helped you have a little bit more understanding about how we can be in the world. I'd love to get feedback from you, so please reach out. And I wanted to share that at least now in July 2022, I just launched the Liminal Spaces Inner Circle, which is a membership of like-minded souls. It's a community. And it is, I think, an opportunity for us to gather, to share experiences, to talk about related topics, these and others, much more deeply, much wider, talk about our practice. Liminal spaces is this term that's used in shamanism to explain this open portal or gateway or doorway to another world or another dimension, say, or another way of being. Any of that, right? Here's our old self, there's our new self, but we're not there yet, but we're not here yet anymore either. We're in this liminal space. And hopefully you feel in this liminal space before or during these videos or now. You feel like you're no longer who you were, but you're not quite who you are. Well, this is a community where we're all that. We're all growing into who we are supposed to be. So I invite you to join us. I look forward to meeting you at some point. So please reach out if you feel called to, and I wish you the very best, the very, very best. Take care.